This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers earlier this year will undergo competency restoration in an effort to ensure he can eventually stand trial. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
The 22-year-old man was found incompetent to proceed after evaluators concluded he could not meaningfully participate in his own defense. But prosecutors are seeking a second evaluation. It's unclear where the man will receive restoration treatments, at the Boulder County Jail, where he's being currently held, at the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo, or somewhere else. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A new study finds teenagers in rural Colorado have easier access to guns and are also more likely to report suicidal thoughts. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
About 36% of students in rural schools in Colorado reported having easy access to handguns. That compares with 18% of those attending urban schools. Researchers say they also found a correlation between handgun access and thoughts of suicide or attempted suicide. The study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, was based on a survey of nearly 60,000 ninth and 10th graders in the state. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It was a record-breaking hot September for parts of Colorado. Sawatch County Commissioner Tom McCracken says temperatures there didn't dip below freezing until this week.
And now you cannot count on a frost until, mid-October. So it's changed considerably.
Statewide, last month tied the 1998 record for the third hottest September ever recorded. Temperatures reached the triple digits in some areas. State climate officials predict this fall will turn out to be drier than normal. More than half the state is under drought conditions. This is CPR News and KRCC.